USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, was warning anyone getting together in large groups, including anti-lockdown protesters who are not adhering to federal guidelines on social distancing. Birx was asked by host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday about big crowds of protesters in Michigan.
It's devastatingly worrisome to me personally, because if they go home and infect their grandmother or their grandfather who has a comorbid condition and they have a serious or an unfortunate outcome, they will feel guilty for the rest of our lives.
Birx also commented on whether or not it is safe for people to flock to beaches or if states should be opening beauty salons or spas. She said even if both parties at beauty salons and spas are wearing masks, it is not enough to guarantee safety. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
After working with neighboring states on coronavirus-related closings, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that New York will join with states from Massachusetts to Delaware to create a regional supply chain for masks, gowns, ventilators, and other equipments vital to fighting the disease. New York buys about $2 billion worth of medical equipment supplies per year. The other states together spend only about $5 billion per year. Working together, they'll have stronger purchasing power and improve their clout with global suppliers. Michigan's governor said gun-carrying protesters who demonstrated inside her state capitol depicted some of the worst racism in awful parts of United States history. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer tells that protests featured Confederate flags and nooses as well as swastikas. Members of the Michigan Liberty Militia protested the state's stay-at-home orders this weekend with some weapons and tactical gear. They went inside the Capitol, where being armed is allowed, and demanded access to the House floor, which is prohibited. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Senior British doctors have warned that 250 ventilators that the United Kingdom bought from China risk causing significant patient harm, including death, if they're used in hospitals. The doctor said the machines have a problematic oxygen supply, which cannot be cleaned properly, and had an unfamiliar design and a confusing instruction manual, and were built for use only in ambulances, not hospitals. The British case is not an isolated one, and it comes as a stark example of the problem that has plagued many countries as coronavirus continues to spread throughout the world. The Rolling Stones debut a title on the Billboard chart for the seventh consecutive decade as the new single Living in a Ghost Town enters multiple lists on the chart. The song makes its chart entrance exactly 56 years after the band's first trip to Billboard's charts. Mick Jagger talks about the new song on his Instagram.
Hi there. So we were in the studio, the Stones, recording some new material before the lockdown, and there was one song I thought that would resonate through the times we're living in, which is called Living in a Ghost Town. So if you like.
The song was produced by Don Was. Living in a Ghost Town is the Stones' first new original song in 8 years. The song is intended to give the fans a little bit of a treat, especially after the news of the Stones' planned No Filter tour had been postponed as a result of COVID-19.
I'm a ghost, living in a ghost town.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.